Okay, let's continue. Baba Kama, Daf Nun Alef, and we are on Nun Amabez. We are in the sugyas of Bor, and again, we're continuing with our oldie but goodie mic. And if we could find one that's louder but keeps the same clarity, we will continue with that. But meanwhile, we're back to this one, and I hope it works out for all of you listening. Okay, four lines from the bottom on Nun Amabez. Hahu Tura. Ahutura, so we were discussing yesterday in the Mishnah why it has to have all of the different types of bor. So now we continue. Ahutura denafa la arisa de daloi. There was an ox that fell into an irrigation ditch, an irrigation canal. Rashi says, Mashkes arisa is yaor, it's like a river, it's a pile of area of water. De daloi mashkesados, for irrigation. Vihi amuka ama. It's an ama deep. Right? And that's why all aqueducts are always called amos. Right, because they're all in Amma deep, hence the name. Right, it says like the blood went under the mizbeach into the Amma. Right, so they got the Amma. That's how they got their name, because it was always an Amma deep. So keep in mind that an Amma, according to what we pass in the six tefachim. Keep in mind, remember, bor is 10 tefachim. Right, the minimum. So says the ox. Ha'u patura denafal arisa to the light. An ox fell into this ditch. Shachte mare, and then all of a sudden the owner took out the ox and shachted it. Right, before anything happened. Tarfei Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman was matrefit. Rav Nachman said that, you know, it's treif. Why? You can't eat it, even though you shechted it. Amar Rav Nachman, Ishakil Mara da Haitura. If the owner of this tor, ox, Kava de Kimcha, would have taken a kav, a small amount of flour, meaning would have taken some snack. And would have gone to the base medrash, imshas ameislais ksheren, and waited 24 hours, then the animal would have been kosher, and everything would have been fine and dandy. The problem is, you went too quickly, you shechted it right after it fell, and therefore, there is a chshash of one of the trefus in Maseches Chulin. Rashi quotes, risuke evarim, right, the second parak in Maseches Chulin, Elu trefus discusses all the different trefus of animals. One is called risuke evarim, so this animal fell in. So you don't know if it would have lived 24 hours. So you went too quickly. If you would have just taken snack to the base medrash and gone to learn a little bit, and you would have waited 24 hours, kishera, it would have been kosher. Lo afsadi latur the shava kama kave, you wouldn't have lost your shor, which is worth a number of kave. So in the Moros Hadaf, it quotes the Minchas Elazar, the Munkacher, who says, interesting, what did it say? If you would have waited, it's kishera. Wouldn't have said maybe kishera, shema kishera. It says kishera. I mean, he had Ruach HaKodesh that it was Kshera. It was Vada Kshera. He says, if you would have waited, it would have been Kshera. So Rachman knew it was kosher. But because you didn't wait, therefore it was not. Meaning this relates to the larger sugya of paskening from a basko, paskening from heavenly information. Because here, look, he knew Vadai, and yet, so why didn't he say it was kosher? No, because he didn't follow the halachas, so therefore he can't pasken. Right? This relates to the Gemara says Rabbi Bar Nachmani, machlokas about saras. There was machlokas about Maseches Lo Metzia in the Peis, which we'll get up to. There was machlokas, and they asked Kadosh Baruch Hu. Who is the Kadosh Baruch Hu? What does he say? So he says halacha is like this, and we pass on against the Kadosh Baruch Hu. Right? So one time we pass on against the Kadosh Baruch Hu because you know you don't go based on that. That's from Moshe Feinstein in the Hakdama to the Igros Moshe, where he talks about emes la hora and emes la amita. We try to do our best. The posek tries to do his best for emes la hora, even though you know. Alpi Shamayim, you know, if he was told something else, you know, he might not have to listen. Or, of course, the famous, probably the most famous Gemara is the Gemara about Messiah Dapnotes, where the Gemara says, Machlokas about Tanur Shalachnoi, certain type of oven in Tum and Taru, which is made with sand, with layers, is that Tamir Tar? Machlokas Rabbi Elazar and the Chachamim, and Rabbi Elazar says, if I'm right, the water of the river will prove that I'm right, the water starts flowing upstream, and if I'm right, the tree will prove I'm right, and the tree gets uprooted. And if I'm right, the walls of the base medrash will prove I'm right. And finally, if I'm right, the heavens will prove that I'm right. And all of a sudden, a heavenly voice goes out and says, Rav Elazar is right. And the halacha is lo b'shamayim here, Yeshua says. And they ended up putting him in chayrim. They're putting him in chayrim because he wouldn't accept the psak. So you don't fasten like a basko. There's actually Tosas there, but we see after the New Testament base. Or Tosas says, interesting, you don't fasten from a basko? What do you mean? Irvin daf yud gimel. The basko went out and said, halacha is like Beis Hillel. And we fasten like that basko. So when do you pasken like that? You see, you do fasten like basko sometimes. So Tosas has two answers. Either, number one, that basko in Bava Metzia wasn't a real basko. Rabbi Elazar said, the heavens will prove that I'm right. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to have to give a bas kol. You don't want to embarrass Rabbi Elazar. You know, he's going to say the heavens, nothing's going to happen. So that wasn't a real bas kol, A. Or B, Tosva says, you follow a bas kol when it goes with the majority. So if you go like Beis Hillel, like a majority. But you don't go like a bas kol when it is negative majority. So here, it's like Rabbi Elazar against the Chachamim. So therefore, you don't follow that kind of bas kol. But either way, that's this Munkacha Rebbe of Hei Demichas Elazar, where Rabbi Nachman knew he had heavenly information. Right, and still he didn't paskin like it. And a related topic, which is not for now, is what about paskining based on dreams? Right, based on dreams. Right, the Hagos Hashri in Masechas Avodah Zarah has a case where he kashered a certain fish, and that night he had a dream that he was feeding shkatzim to Klal Yisrael. Right, and then he woke up the next morning and he said it must be that it's treif, and he changed his psak. See, paskin based on a dream. So is a dream a form of nevuah? That's a big discussion also. It's a discussion of the story of the Chassam Sofer that I mentioned in the past. Chassam Sofer says that he paskin that if somebody sleeps a Shenas Keva even less than 6 hours, he does not have to wait when he wakes up. Let's say you had a late supper, and you wake up less than six hours later, but it was a Shenas Keva, then you're allowed to have your cereal and milk in the morning, even if it was less than 6 hours. That's what he paskin. Because Shena takes the place of 6 hours. And that morning after he paskined it, the story goes, Rabbi Force quotes this in a footnote, the story goes, he poured himself a nice hot cup of coffee, and all of a sudden he spilled it all over himself. So he says, oh, it must be a simim in HaShemayim that I'm wrong, and it must be they have to wait for a full 6 hours. Right, so Sternbach says, what, he took it as a simim in HaShemayim? He says, no, it must be that he took it as a simim to re-research the sugya. And after he re-researched the sugya, so he realized that maybe it's not so clear that this should be done. So that's how there are all these types of stories, or Sternbach writes, by all of them, it must be that it means that he re-researched the sugya, because you don't paskin from a bas kol. You don't paskin from a dream. You don't paskin like the Siman Min HaShemayim. But that's all a Munkacha Rebbe on this line, which you think is just about an ox falling into a water ditch, but yet it has bas kol ramifications. Okay, weiter. But Alma, what do you see from this whole story? That Rav Nachman was choshesh that this animal got damaged, even though it was just this irrigation canal, which we said was only an abadip, which is six tvachim. Alma k'saba Rav Nachman yesh chavata b'pachas me'asara. So what do you see from here though? Rav Nachman must hold that there is chibut. There is, as we said yesterday, chibut and hevel, the two ways that a boar could damage, either by the impact, that's chibut, or hevel, by the suffocating environment in the boar. But you see Rabbi Nachman holds this chibut even less than 10, because this animal, your choshesh, that it got broken, it got nizok, even less than 10, because it's only 6 tefachim deep. So that's what we seem to say. So Esvei, can he really say this? Esvei, Rav Nachman, Rav Yis, Rav Nachman, Hayu b'chusin me'asara tefachim, if it was less than 10 tefachim. V'nafal tocho shor chamar, if a boar is less than 10 tefachim, and a shor or chamar fell into it, v'meis, and it died, potter your potter, because less than 10 tefachim is not ra'ui to kill. My time up, lami should less bay chabata. Isn't this because there is no chibut by less than 10? Kashan Rav Nachman, answers the Gemara, lo, Mishum de Lesley Havla. No, it means there's no Hevel there. There is Chibut, but there's no Hevel. And Rashi points out he's following the Shita of Rav, who says that Bar is only Mishum the Hevel and not Mishum the Chibut. Gihachi, if that's true, Vim Huzak Bo Chayiv. It says there that if it gets damaged in it, you're Chayiv, right? Only if the animal dies are you Putter. But if the animal gets damaged, Chayiv, Halas Be Havla. What do you mean? Why should he be Putter? Why should he be Chayiv? There's no Hevel, according to Rav. Answers the Gemara, Amar Lei, ain't Hevel a Misa, v'yish Hevel in Ezekin. There's no Hevel for Misa. There's not enough suffocating air to kill, but it has enough suffocating air to at least damage. Tosa says, what was the Havamina? Right, so what was the Havamina? Of course, we're talking about death versus Nezek. Tosa says, v'hamaksha hayasavur, what was the Havamina? Delinyin chibut, shayach shaper in chibut l'misa. You can understand in terms of the animal having an impact, there's a difference between how deep it is in terms of death versus nezek. But in terms of the suffocating air, what's the difference? Either it's going to suffocate you or it's not going to suffocate you. Well, there's no suffocation to damage and not to kill. That's why the Gemara and the Havamina didn't think there was a difference. Kamashwan, there's a difference even regarding that. Even regarding that, there's a difference. That was the Havamina and that's the Maskana. A. Beis, Eisvei, next Kasha. Beis Askila, again, next question, Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman, again, who we assume holds this chibut less than 10 by less than 10 tefachim. Beis Askila, hayagavosh de komos. The Mishnah Sanhedrin says that when they used to stone someone, they used to take him up two floors from the ground, and they used to push him off. V'tani ala v'komei shalo, harikat shalosh. And really, he is his own story, so therefore it's really three. He falls from three stories. And if there's impact, less than 10 tvachim, so what do you have to put him so high for? He's going to die even shorter than that. What do you have to put him so high for? We are comparing chibud of a person to a chibud of an animal. We're assuming, right, bodies are bodies, right? Maybe our neshamas are different, but our gufim are similar, and therefore less than 10 is going to destroy whatever falls on it. So what do you have to put go so high for? You have to, okay, we'll see. So the Ula Taimech Nevet Asara, ask the Gemara 1 minute. So according to your question, why don't you just make it 10? Why do you make it 10? So answers the Gemara, Ella Kiriv Nachmin, Dom Rav Nachman Amar Ravu Amar Kra, Via Hafta Larecha Kamocha, Bror Lo Misa Yafet. No, we pick out a nice death. Even in death we have and therefore we make it higher so that he dies faster, right? Like we had in last week's, 2 weeks ago's parsha by Az Yashir, right? There are three different mishalim in Az Yashir, which we say every morning, right? How did the Mitzrayim die? Either like straw or like stone, or like, so it depends how what type of tzaddikim and rishon they were. If they were great tzaddikim, they died right away, boom, quickly. That's a misa yafa, right? At the worst ones, they were like straw; they floated around a lot. It took them a long time to drown. So the quicker you die, if somebody's going to die, the better it is. So that's what the Gemara says. Brala misiyafa. That's why we make it even higher. Ask the Gemara, iyu hachinigun of a tfei. So they go even higher. Throw them off the top of a building, 35 stories, right? Answer the Gemara, no. We shouldn't do minvol. Then it'll become disgusting. So it'll splatter all over the place, right? So that's why we don't go that far. But so it's a balance, high enough to make him die right away, but not high enough that he gets totally splattered. If he doesn't die, they stone him. Right, why don't you go even higher? They're for sure going to die. Yeah. Good question. Well, it's the balance. If somebody was in extra special shape with his bones. Right, it's a good question.
How tall
is Sheik Amos? A couple of Amos. I mean, we're talking Amos, not Tvachim.
More than Yud Tvachim.
Oh, excellent. The Rishonim talk about that. In the story, the animal is a chashash. It's not for sure. Right, that's the Rishonim to point that out. So that's another answer you could have given. The Yifeinayim here, which is, if you would look in the Yifeinayim, what would you expect to see? The Yerushalmi, the parallel Yerushalmi. That's the Yifeinayim's job. In the back of every Gemara, he quotes the parallel Yerushalmis on the Bavli. So here, he quotes the Yerushalmi who asked this Gemara, who answers, Eino Dome, asking the question about a person versus an animal, Eino Dome, let me do the Lashon, Lo Dome Nofel Midas L'Shelo Midas. You can't compare somebody who falls Bidas to somebody Shelo Bidas, meaning an animal doesn't realize, the animal doesn't protect itself as it's falling, so of course it could be less, a person might need higher, because it's Midas, so a person might protect itself if it falls even higher. So maybe under that is a difference between people and animals. That's how Yerushalmi answers this question. Tosfos here asks, what's bothering? That's question A, chilek. Question B is the second Tosfos. Nevet b'chus v'yasar, just do less than 10. Vahashta, ask the Gemara, midam et shreifas to adam, l'shreifas to behema? How could you compare? Hilchas shreifas. The other question is, one's a chashash, one's a vantai, but how could you compare hilchas shreifas? The Tosfos continues, v'kashal the Rabbeinu Tam to machalik b'nehem. Rabbeinu Tam is machalik between different shreifas. If you look elsewhere in Tosfos, so what's the hava mean to compare them? So says the Rishash here, answering Tosfos' question: why is a person usually different than an animal? We had it back on Daf Beis. Adam islay mazlay. Person has mazel, therefore either has das or he has mazel. So in order to, you know, HaKadosh Baruch Hu protects him metaphysically. Once a person is chayav misa, he loses his mazel, says the Rishash. Maybe there's still a chiyuv of hitzilu ha'eda on our point of view. If he's being let out, we still will bring him back. But at least per se right now, he's a gavra katila. If he's a gavra katila, then he doesn't have mazel, says the Rishash. That's the chilek here on Daf Nun Alf. V'acha kvar istalik mazle de'omei le'hareg. Mikamakam imlo meisbos et chifa arabeis notol se'evan. Excuse me. The Yodi says just the opposite. Here, his mazel if he dies quicker, not if he dies slower. Right, so therefore he says in Zebor, what does he say? Benachon, Hashem. Says that's, I think that's the true answer. His mazel's the other way.
Okay, one final point related to this. It's fascinating, if you look through Shas, look throughout Shas, you would think V'yahavta Recha Kamocha will come up 45 times in all these wonderful, nice contexts. Where does V'yahavta Recha Kamocha come up? It comes up by putting people to death, and it comes up by, before you marry someone, you should see them, because if you don't look at them, it might be a terrible marriage once you get married. Those are the only places where V'yahavta Recha Kamocha comes up. Beginning of the second parak of Maseches Kedushin by getting married, and here in Sanhedrin when a person is going to die. That's it, right? It talks about Bikur Cholim, it talks about other mitzvahs, but it doesn't quote V'yahavta Recha Kamocha related to those. So the Tosfos in Sanhedrin, amazing Tosfos, says there in Daf Mem Hei, Yesh Befarshim, this same Gemara appears there, Brola Misa Yafa. Yesh Befarshim, to the Reacha Kamocha, Lo Shayech Michayim, to Chayecha Kodmin. V'yahavta Recha Kamocha doesn't make sense during your life, because chayecha komen, right? Your life comes first. What do you mean kamocha? Can't be, right? If you have only one water bottle in the desert, you drink it, right? Chayecha komen, amazing day. V'yesh b'farshim, then he gives a different answer. He gives an answer that's tosis. So it's impossible. V'yatzal recha kamocha. That's tosis. If you look at the Ramban on that pasuk in Kedoshim, v'yatzal recha kamocha, he's a little more reasonable and realistic. No, he doesn't just throw up his hands like Tosfos. Oh, V'yahavta Recha Kamocha, forget it, it's impossible. Ramban says you have to know how to understand it. Says the Ramban, V'yahavta Recha Kamocha haflaga. It's a little exaggerated, but you have to know what it means. Ki lo yekabel lev ha'adam sheyehoves chaveiro ka'avato es nafsho. It is like Tosfos says, impossible. It is impossible. You can't love your friend like you love yourself. Exactly like I want for myself, we could strive, we could aspire, but exactly is very difficult. Like Tosfos, right? Ella mitzvahs haTorah sheyehav chaveru b'chol inyan kasher yehavas nafsho b'chol hatov. It's just that, not exactly, but whatever good things you want to happen to yourself, want to happen to your friend. In terms of actions, in terms of occurrences, that's more possible, right? If something good happens to me, I should be happy if my friend wins the lottery. Like I want to win the lottery. V'yitochen, and then he continues. With that, aval yeha barabos atova lachaveiro kasher adam osa lanafsho v'lo yitin shiurin ba'ahava. So that's the Ramban. That there is, it is possible in some way. You just have to know how to understand it. But that's the Tosfos, and that's the Ramban. Okay, let's continue now. So esvei ki yipol anofel mimeno another kasha. Again, we're back to Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman is the one that says. Seemed to say Rav Nachman was the one that said if the animal falls into this irrigation ditch, so then the animal could be a treifa. What do you mean? That's less than 10 tefachim. So we assume he holds his chiba less than 10 tefachim. That's why we're asking all these questions on him. So Eisvei, next question. Kipel anofel mimenu. The pasuk by Ma'akeh. Right? You have to put up a fence so that the nofel doesn't fall. Mimenu v'lo mitocho. So we darshan from it and not mimenu from the roof. V'lo, the Bach changes it to litocho. Right? To it. Let's say you have some kind of case where your roof is lower than the street. Right behind us in certain Nofei Aviv houses, right? Sometimes the roof can be lower than the street. So, Ketzad, so what's the halacha? So that's excluded from the pasuk. It's excluded. Ketzad, what's the halacha? Haisa Rishus HaRabim Gavoa Mimenu Asara Tefachim. Let's say the Rishus HaRabim is higher than it. 10 Tefachim V'nasa Mitocha L'tocha, and you fall from the Rishus HaRabim onto the roof. Potter, you're potter. Wow. Because it says Mimenu V'lo L'tocha. Amuka mimenu asar tefachim, but if it's Rishus HaRabim is lower than it, a normal case, the Rishus HaRabim is lower than it, 10 tefachim, midafo mitocha, and somebody got up there and fell from it, lutocha to Rishus HaRabim chayiv. That's the case that you're chayiv. So v'isaka daita, there's lots to talk about, but let's first finish. V'isaka daita yish chabata b'pachas miyud, lamalei asara. And if there is impact, chibat less than 10 tefachim, what do you have to have? Why do these shiurim 10? Have them less than 10. Amalei shiny bias. No, the point is that it has to be a halachic house, and a house is only if it is 10 tefachim high at least. Ask the Gemara one second. What do you mean? Even if it's 10 tefachim from the top of the roof, take away the gutter and the ceiling. If it's exactly 10 from the roof, it's less than 10 living quarters inside. So it's still not a house. You need 10 tefachim inside the house. So answers the Gemara, Amalei could go into chach migavah. You're right. But you, let's say, went down in the house, you dug down a tefach. So even as long as it's 10 tefachim from the top, you dug down a tefach, so you have 10 tefachim airspace. You have 9 above ground and 1 below ground. Ask the Gemara, Yehachi, if that's true, then just keep going down. It doesn't. The roof doesn't have to be 10 tefachim. Ki lo have nami me avroya asara. Even if outside you don't have 10, mishkachos lo have me avroya asara. You could have a case which is, it's where it's still 10 from within. Ki lo dechak be'atvei. Let's say you dig 5 tefachim deep down. So then it only has to be 5 tefachim from the top. So the Gemara says, you're right, and therefore we're going to have another shot of Rav Nachman. I guess we'll finish first and then we'll go back. Yeah.
Falling from Rishus HaRabim, why is that your responsibility?
Falling from Rishus HaRabim, well, that you're putter in that case. The case that you're chayiv is if you fall from two Rishus HaRabim. This is two Rishus HaRabim. Like the two Rishus HaRabim is lower. So Ella, so because of this, we have no way to interpret this, and therefore Ella had no time with Rav Nachman, so we go back. You're right. Rav Nachman, who said that the animal was trafed up because he fell into the aqueduct, is not because he holds this chibur less than 10 tefachim. But why is it? To Rav Nachman Savar, Mikresa detura la'ara kamahavi arba. No. The animal itself, when an animal stands from the bottom of its stomach to the ground, is itself 4 tefachim. Arisa de Daloi Kamahavi Shisa. And the aqueduct itself, the irrigation ditch, it's an amma, which is 6 tefachim. So ha asara. So that's how you get 10. It is 10. He holds there's 10. Ishtaka techicha machabed me asar hudacha machabed. So it comes out that it is 10. Elamasisa de Ktani Mabar Shush Kadelamas Yitvachim, Avkoshi Ishbogi Kadelamas Yitvachim, but she's an amisagir. So then what's the whole mitzvah talking about? You don't need 10, you only need 6. Because every animal that falls in is 4 tefachim off the ground. So what does the mitzvah say 6 for? What does the mission say? 10-4. Sami masnisan de ignader labar. It's a case where the animal rolled in. The animal's rolling around. The animal rolled in. So there's no airspace on the bottom. There's no space. He's on all the way on the bottom. So that's why you need 10. So lemaisa, if the animal falls in, if the animal's walking and falls into a bar that's only 6 tefachim deep, are you chayv or putter? What do you say? You chayv or putter? What's the what does it sound like from the Mishnah? The Mishnah, what does it sound like from the Gemara based on the Mishnah? It's 10 tefachim. It sounds like you'd be chayiv. The Rashba says, Mistavra li, delav lameimra. Don't think, like the Arzarua says, like we just said in Shir, that now, once the Gemara comes to the Maskana, 6 tefachim is deep enough. No. Lav, Mistavra li, delav lameimra, demastisha, detoni asara, ha yabchusim asara, dafka, digna, der ingna, dure. The only time you need 10 is with your roll in. Ha nafal kidarke afilu bishisa sagi, aliba de Shmuel. No, don't think that. Even though it sounds that way, don't think that. Says the Rashba, Hachi Perusha. This is really what the Mishnah means. De Masnisan, de Letashlumin, the Ichka Mignadar, de Einbok de Lahamis, Papachos Measara. It's possible that an animal could roll in, and therefore you would need 10. And because that's true, we say the Torah was never Machayev, a bar that was less than 10. Shalochiva Torah el Babar Shishbolo, Bola Olam Kede Lahamis. Right, only if an abar is always kedei lahamis, that's the case. What's the svar for that? The Gemara just said, even if it's less than 10, it can be mazik. So lachar, it has to do with a formal shei mazik. Right, when is the Torah is mechayev a bar that's always a mazik? When is a bar always a mazik? Only a 10 tefach bar. Because a bar that's 6 tefach isn't always a mazik. Sometimes it's a mazik, but it's not always a mazik. And that's why you would only be chayev in that case. Other Rishonim, the Yerzarua, and also the Tur quotes the Rama. It's wrong. No, only once it's 6. Once the Gemara says 6, it's good enough. But that is the Rashba. Okay, let's go back for a few moments to discuss this. The Dvar Avram has a tshuva. Dvar Avram, the Kovna Rav. He was asked, there was this case in Kovna, where he was asked, Tafrei Samach Beis, 1902. Right? I think that's 1902, where he was asked, there was a case of a bor in the chutzer of a shul. The deep bor in the chutzer of a shul. And the questioner said, hey, look, our Gemara, Bava Kama Nun Aleph. Bava Kama Nun Aleph says, if you fall from the Rishus HaRabim into the roof, it's pater. Right? Only if you fall from the roof to the Rishus HaRabim. Whereas here, if you fall from the shul's chutzer into the ditch, so then the ditch is like the dangerous spot, like the roof. So you should be potter. You shouldn't have to put a maki around this ditch. It's not our problem. The B'nai, the Anshei Beis HaKnesses says. That was the question that was asked to the Dvar Avram. He says, V'hachanami, b'bar lo tochahu v'lo karina b'kip v'lanofu mimenu. Akinu potter min amake. So that was the question that was asked to him. Says the Dvar Avram, come on. It's a big dangerous boar in the middle of the yard of the shul. You don't have to put a maki. So, no, of course you do. Question is, how do you read this Gemara? The Gemara says, Kipo anofel mimenu v'lo l'tocho. What does the Gemara seem to say? That if you have a very dangerous roof. Let's say you go next to your Rosh Hashanah and your roof is 30 feet under, next to Rosh Hashanah, you're potter. You're really potter. You don't have to do any prevention. Says the Devar Avram, we're not understanding the Gemara correctly. What does it mean? You're right. The person whose roof it is does not have is potter. He doesn't have to put up a makeh. But you know what? The Anshei Rosh Hashanah have to put up the makeh. Of course somebody has to put up a makeh. It's just talking about whose responsibility it is. The whole issue of makeh is whose responsibility it is. The people who are responsible for where you fall from or where you fall to. So the chiddush of mimenu v'lo l'tocho is saying the person responsible is the ones who where you fall from. And therefore, if somebody falls off your roof, you're responsible. If somebody falls into your roof, you're not responsible, but they're responsible. They're the Anshei B'nai Rosh Hashanah is responsible. So do here. The people from the shul owns both. So of course they're responsible, says the Devar Avram. That's a dangerous situation.
Can you also differentiate between bor and the roof?
Can you differentiate between a bor and a roof? It seems like this is in the bor context. We're asking from roof onto bor. Talking about Rav Nachman, where it seems to be putting it all together. So that's what the Devar Avram says in Simin Lamed Zayin, Sif Aleph. Surely, right? The only time that you say something is excluded is only in terms of whose chiyuv it is. That's a beautiful way just to know how to read the Gemara. You can't understand the Gemara without the Dvar Avram. Right? It's very important Dvar Avram just in terms of the pshat of the Gemara. Interesting. Also, another line, and that is, it says that if it's not 10 tefachim high, it's a lav bias. It's not a bias. Right? Is that... So what does that have to be a bias for? What does it have to be a bias for? Why can't it just be a dangerous place that's not called a bias? So there is a general chakira in the sugya of makeh. I had a shiur on this last summer. And that is, how does one look at the mitzvah of makeh? Obviously, part of it is prevention of danger. Prevention of danger. You have to put up a gate to prevent danger. But is there also, or maybe even separate, another element, and that is an element of a mitzvah? It is counted as a mitzvah. But is the mitzvah not just about preventing danger, but it's also about a kiyum? There's a kiyum to put up the makeh, or not? Meaning, big nafkamin is, number one, could a goy do it for you? Is there any kiyum to do it yourself? To have a Jew do it, or mitzvah bal yosemi b'shlucho? Is there any kiyum? So the Minchas Chinuch says, of course you have to do it. The Minchas Chinuch says, im osa mitzvah aydei cherishot v'katan o goy delab bar shlichus lo kiyem ha-mitzvah u'bitel aseizeh. Amazing. So the Minchas Chinuch, you're mevatel the mitzvah if you have a guy put it up. So you get a better find the Jew in construction. Nehi da'al halosa say lo avar. You're right, you don't violate the losas anymore. Of losasim davim beveisecha. Kiven tehu nishmar. Velo shayach losasim. Ach ha-mitzvah say lo kiyem de mitzvah say tzorach lasos oho ushlucho. Kimo afrash ashum is a maizris. O kedome baharbe mitzvahs. So the Minchas Chinuch, this is a mitzvah like all other mitzvahs. Losasim davim is to prevent danger. So the Minchas Chinuch, other Rishonim, the Machan Ephraim says no problem. The Machan Ephraim says you can even make a bracha if a guy puts it up. Because the whole point is the totsah, the result. So in machlokes, how much is it just to prevent danger, or how much is it a real kid? The Minchas Chinuch even says, l'shitaso, every second that you don't put it up, you're mevatel l'mitzvah saseh. Mevatel l'mitzvah saseh. B'chol rega over alalava haseh. Even if you did it later, lo tiking masha over l'mafreya. Well, just like you knew when it sits for a few minutes, you cannot fix what you did earlier. Right? So that is... one nafkamina. Another nafkamina is, what about a bechlal, a bracha? We don't make a bracha on mayim achronim. Why don't we make a bracha on mayim achronim? We make a bracha on mayim rishonim. Why don't we make a bracha on mayim achronim? Because we say that's just to prevent danger. Melach stomis, gemar mesachas chulin, gemar mesachas brachas. Right? We don't want to get our lose the eyesight with the salt. Say for you don't make a bracha on a davar sheishma mishum sakana. Most rishonim say you make a bracha on makeh. Most rishonim. Right, so therefore, again, there might be something a kiyum, not just a prevention of iser. Then we get to what we're talking about here. There are certain cases that are excluded from makeh. The Sifri excludes beis habakar, beis haotzar, all the cases that you don't have to put up a mezuzah. All those are also excluded from mezuzah. Or here, Rashi quotes, you need a bias. Oh, what is this called, mezuzah? You need a formal din. Isn't it just about the danger? So the answer is no. Maybe it could be more. There could be a formal din of makeh, mitzvah, not just prevention of danger. Right? There might be a difference between the asay and the los asay. It's both. There's an asay and there's a los asay. So again, that is a big discussion. Okay? There's more, but how tall does it have to be? Right? How tall? So the Minchas Chinuch says it has to be at least 10 tefachim. The Emek Bracha says, what do you mean 10 tefachim? It has to be as high as it prevents danger. If that's less than 10 tefachim, it can be less than 10 tefachim. So Minchas Chinuch l'shitaso. If it's a formal mitzvah, so it might have requirements. Might have certain formal requirements that are needed. Okay? There's more, but we'll continue. Weiter. What are we up to? Mishnah. Says the Mishnah, a bar shal shei shutfin, a bar of two partners. Avra lava rishon v'lo kiso, v'asheni v'lo kiso, hasheni chayiv. A bar of two partners, the first one passed by and did not cover it. The second one passed by and did not cover it. The second one is chayiv. There's a different girsa of the Rif and the Rambam, harishon chayiv. But as we'll see, the Mefarshim explain how there's no real machlokas between them, because based on exactly what they think the Gemara is talking, the Mishnah is talking about. Let's go with our girsa. So the second one is chayiv. So Amri, bar shal shei shutfin hechem mishka chasla. How do you ever have a case of a bar being owned by two people? Hani cha Yisrael lanka Rabbi Akiva. Fine, if you're like Rabbi Akiva from yesterday. To Amar bar b'rishuso chayiv. Rabbi Akiva says, even if you have a bar in your own rishus, you're chayiv. So then it works. Why? Mishka chasla b'chasa shal shneim or bar shal shneim. You have a case where two people own a yard, and therefore there's a ditch in the yard, and then if kira b'rishuso and v'lo kira bar run. They're mafka, they're rishus, and not the bar. So that's a bar of both of them. El Isvirlan, Barber Shoes of Potter, but if you hold like Barber Shoes of Potter, like Rabbi Shmuel, Hechemish Kachas of the Chayav Allah versus Arabim, how do you ever have a bar in Rishos Arabim owned by two people? Or Rishos Arabim, Barshos Shay Shudan, Hechemish Kachas Law, how do you find it? Right? But they, only one person dug it. So, E de Shavuch Shliach Travayu. If both of them made a Shliach, via Amri Lai Zik Zil Karilan Vazal Karilahu, if they went and told a third person, go dig a bar for us, Ain Shliach Lidvar Aveira. Then that's neither of theirs. It's the co-raise, because he dug it. And we say, Ein shliach l'dvar aveira. There's no shlichas for dvar aveira. So it can't be that case. V'itakara, hai chamisha, v'hai chamisha. And if you say each one dug half, five and five, then only the second one is chayim. Nistakul l'maisa rishon. Right, the first one is only, is pater, because of the second one only did it. Second one. So ha, nichal rebi, l'nizakin, mishkachasla. According to Rebbe, regarding Nezek, it works. Who's Rebbe? So we're going to have it in a few lines, but if you remember back, we had Rebbe back on Daf Gimel and Daf Yud. We spoke about Rebbe. Gimel and Yud, that's where Bor came up. There's Machlokas there. If you remember, if somebody digs a bar of nine, and then somebody adds on one more Tefach, so the Rabbanan there say, only the last one is Chayiv. Rebbe says, split it. They're both. As we'll see in a minute. The Gemara is going to quote it again. So according to Rebbe, for Nezek, Mishkachazla, it's fine, because they're both Chayiv for Nezek. So that works. Ella the Rebbe Ulamisa, but according to Rebbe regarding Misa, where Rebbe admits only the last one is Chayiv. Ula Rabbana Bela Misa Bela Nizak, and according to Rabbana Misa or Nezak Hechemish Kachasla. So again, what's the case? What's the case of the Barshal Shei Shutfin? So Amar Rebbe Yochanan Kagon She Akru Shneim Chulya Bebas Achas. The case is where they both picked up the shovel as one Vishlima Lasara, and they both filled in that last the last tefach. So they both did it. And even though, the Rashba explains, even though this opinion holds, ki yichra ish echad velo shnayim, here it is echad. It's an echshav echad. Right? Ke echad chashvin elu, because they both combine to do the one act. Period. Let's continue for a minute, then we'll get back to Einshlich Levar Avera. My Rebbe and my Rabbanan.
Then what is the
velo shnayim? Velo means if two people cannot combine it with different actions. If they both combine to do the same act, that would be...
I mean, they're both holding the shovel together.
Mm-hmm.
But if they both had different shovels...
Different shovels?
They did it exactly the
correct.
Same
different
time,
shovels at the same time, maybe
putter.
Not. Maybe putter, correct. Wow. That's different actions. So my Rebbe and my Rabbana, where we had a similar discussion of this when we spoke about... where was it? On Daf Yud. When we spoke about the two people killing somebody. Right? If they kill somebody at the same time or one after another, Machlokas the Tanam there. So we spoke about the Rav Soloveitchik there, spoke about how do you define one act. My Rebbe, my Rabbanan, D'Tanya. So just in case you didn't remember, says the Gemara, what's Rebbe, what's the Rabbanan? It's the Brisa says. Echad achover bar tisha ve'ubachav ishlima la'asar. If somebody digs a bar, that's nine. And somebody else comes and finishes, the tenth, tefach, ha'achron chayiv. The last one is chayiv. Tosa says, ha'achron chayiv, only from nine to ten is the last one chayiv. Because he does something qualitative. He changes it. From eight to nine, or from four to five, the achron is not chayiv, because he didn't do anything different than the first one did. The Rav Shita Mekubetzes quotes the Ra'ah, we mentioned this on Daf Yud also, who argues, maybe any hosafa is going to be chayiv. Rebbe Yomer, achar achron l'misa, v'achar shneim l'nizakin. Rebbe says, no, after the last one's chayiv for misa, because he was the one that made it into a bar shel misa. But both of them are chayiv nezek. My time is the Rabbana, what's the reason for the Rabbana, that they say only The last one is chayiv. Yamakra ki yiftach v'chiyichra. Im al psicha chayiv al kriya lokal shekain. As we asked yesterday, if you're chayiv for opening up a bar, surely you're chayiv for digging a bar. El lahavi kura achar kura. Shasilik ma'isarishon. To include that if somebody digs after someone else who digs, only one person is chayiv. Only the korei. V'rebi. How would Rebbe, who says they're both chayiv, what would he do with this pasuk? Amar lacha hanu mitzvach tzrichi kedamrinan. Yesterday we used that pasuk for something else, right? We used that pasuk. Kiyach, right? If you're chayiv for psicha, right? You're also chayiv for if you're chayiv for psicha, you're also surely chayiv for kriya. So he spoke about al iskei psicha, al iskei kriya balo, right? And the Mechilta Tosas quoted, "Kol zeinu shem benadin." Meaning there's other things to learn from that pasuk. So you're not stuck to learn it like Rebbe. Rabbananami mitzvach tzrichi. Rabbanan would say, "You're right. It's needed." Elahainu, so they hold of those drushes also. Elahainu time of the Rabbanan. You're right. This is the reason for the Rabbanan. To Amar Kra, because the pasuk says, "Kiyach ish bar echad velo shnayim." That's how you darshan it. Only one person is chayiv nezek for bar, and not two. The Rebbe, Ahumi Baile, what does he use that pasuk for? Kiyichre ish bar v'lo shar bar. Only a person makes a bar, but your ox cannot create a halachic bar. The Rabbanan, Shrei ish bar ksivi. It says ish twice. The Rebbe, Aydi, because of hai. Right? It's just to be parallel in the pasuk, but it's not to meant to darshan something. Period. Continuing. Umi mai de l'chiyuve basra, dil me l'chiyuve kama. How do you know? Once the Rabbanan say, okay, only one is chayiv. So how do you know the one who did the 10th tefach? Maybe the one who did the first 9th tefachim. L'chivye basra, how do you know the last one is chayiv? Dim l'chivye kama. So l'osaka daitach. Don't have such a hava mina to amar krav ha-mesi yalo. Because the pasuk says, the mesu will belong to him. Hahu tekav et misa. The one who made it into a misa bar is going to be the one that's chayiv. Ask the Gemara 1 minute. Vamesi alo, don't you use that pasuk for something else? Mibay lele kid to Rava, to Amar Rava, use that for Rava. Rava who says we're going to have also sharp sulei hamakdashin shenafal a bar potter. Right? What about sharp sulei hamakdashin? What does this mean? It means different things in different contexts. Rashi here says it means a bechor of a kohen, a bechor balmum of a kohen. We know a bechor is a carbon, right? When it comes out, it's a bechor. You have to give it to a kohen. If it gets a mum kavua. So then it is mamono shel kohen, but it loses its exclusion. You can give it to a Yisrael. Once it's a mum kavua, but sometimes a kohen would like it to get a mum, right? Like it to get a mum kavua because it doesn't have to bring it on the mizbeach. So there's all these halachas. We had a mizbeach's base, so you're not allowed to be gorim a mum. Right? The Gemara there says they used to put little food on the top of the ear of the bechor and send it with the other animals. And then all of a sudden the other animals ate the food and the ear. Oy vey, what a mum! Right, I can't believe there's a mum there. So that's an isa daraisa to be gorim a mum. Right, so here, so that's the halacha. Let's say you have a sharp sulei mekdashin that has a mum that fell into a bar. So is that called? It's a bechor, but as a mum. So it's this middle status, putter. So you are putter if it falls into your bar, because it is the halacha is v'hameis shenemar v'hameis yelo b'misha hameis yelo. Only an animal that you can do everything with v'hameis yelo. A bechor b'mum, you can't do everything with. You can't do certain types of shearing, certain types of other work on it. You can only do certain things, certain avodos with the animal. So that's what he uses v'mesi elo for, that you're putter in bar. It's enough re'ehu to give you a hava mina that you might be chayiv, but it's not v'mesi elo. So doesn't he use it for that? So how can he use v'mesi elo to teach me the last one is chayiv? So I'm v'lav v'melo shamas mina t'bahut av v'misas kinon. No, you know both. Right, Mamela, we're talking about, it says Vamesi Elo, so you obviously know we're talking about the one who did the last Makabah Patish, the last Tefach, so you can learn both of Halachos from that pasuk. There was a huge discussion, we don't have so much time to discuss it now, on the line of Ein Shliach L'Dvar Aveira. You see, there's a Gilyan Hashas here, Ayin Mishnah L'Melech, Melech's Rotzeach. So that's a much discussed Mishnah L'Melech. Mishnah L'Melech there discusses, he has a suffix. He quotes the Maharit. The Maharit has a suffix whether Ein Shliach L'Dvar Aveira applies to Averos Midrabanan. Averos Midrabanan. That's his question, right? If I tell you to do an Averos Midrabanan, do you say Ein Shliach L'Dvar Aveira? Or do you say, no, it does relate back to me? So the Maharit has a suffix. Says the Mishnah Melech, I don't understand what the suffix is. It's a Mefurish Gemara. What Mefurish Gemara? Our Gemara. Our Gemara applies Ein Shliach L'Dvar Aveira to someone digging a pit for you. What Aveira is that? What Aveira is that? So the Mishnah Melech says, look two blot from now. Look two blot from now on Daf Nun Gimel. Daf Nun Gimel Amin Aleph. Rashi says, in the end of Dibur Maskel Nafal, De Ein Shliach L'Dvar Aveira, De Asur L'Kalkel Bereshus Harabim. Nun Gimel Amin Aleph. Right in the middle of the page. Asur L'Kalkel Bereshus Harabim. So the Mishnah Melech assumes that is an Isser D'Rabanan. What do you mean, Asul Lakalka versus Rabin? And because of that, the Mishnah Melech assumes that this Gemara, on Daf Nun Aleph, is a Mefurish Raya that you apply the principle of Ancient Lechel Ravei or Bisurid Rabbanan. That is his Shita. So, first of all, most Achronim, many Achronim, the Ben Chaschinach and the Mesher Chachma, and others all argue on the Mishnah Melech. Why is that an Issur Rabbanan? What? Issur Nezek? Issur Nezek is Daraisa, according to most. What's the source? So, we discussed on the Daf Beis. Is it Gezel? Is it. Right, it's difficult to find the source. But either way, it's Daraisa, at least. Right? At least Svarahu. So it's Daraisa. So, there's no Raya from that Rashi. So, that is the. That's what the Minchas Chinuch says. It's in Issa Daraisa, the Meshach Chachma, Parshas Kedoshim. Assumes it's Lifnei Iver, Lositin Michsho. At least Lifnei Iver. Right? So, it's Daraisa. So, what's he talking about? B, the second discussion is the Lamdas. Why would you say it should be limited to Daraisas, and why shouldn't it be limited to Daraisas? So, maybe we'll do that afterwards, but that has to do with what the Svar is for Ancient Lichlid Varavera. Right, the three different ideas in the Achronim, we discussed this back in Kedushin. Is it because the Mishaleach didn't think that the Shliach would really do it? Is it because it's the Shliach's fault, because he shouldn't have listened? Divrei HaRav, Divrei HaTalmud, Divrei Mishomin. Or number three, Averos aren't nitan l'shlichus. You can't make a shliach for an aveira, just b'mahus, forget the parties involved, but you can only make a shliach on something that you're a bailam on, and therefore you're not a bailam on aveiras. So therefore you can't, it's not nitan for shlichus. The lashon of the shita l'nod l'mi in Kiddushin is but l'tara shlichus. Not focused on either party, but just shlichus itself. Is it a problem of the mishaleach, the shliach, or the shlichus itself? So based on that, that could have an afkamina, whether it applies to Yisrael and Rabbanan. Okay, Tana Rabbanan. In the daf, it's always good to do a lot, but also to leave a lot to whet appetites, so we realize how much of Torah there is. Tana Rabban says the Gemara. Echad achover bar asara. Uba'achav yishlim l'chaf. Uba'achav yishlim l'shloshim kulan chayavin. One b'raisa says, if somebody does get bar 10 tvachim, and somebody else adds on another 10, and another 10, and another 10, they're all chayav. V'raminhu, echad achover bar asara. But there was a stira, because somebody else takes a bar asara. Uba'achav yishlim v'kiyed, and somebody else comes and puts beautiful pictures on the inside, meaning makes the area inside a little smaller, right? Ha'achron chayiv. Right? They didn't have crayons in those days. It means you put a picture, like you added some pottery to the sides of the walls. So only the last one is chayiv. So what do you mean? I thought, according to the first braisa, whoever adds on, even after 10 is chayiv, and here it's already 10, and only the last one is chayiv. So he answers the Gemara, Lei mahar Rebbe v'har Rabbanan. Is this a machlokas tanoim? Between the Rebbe and the Rabbanan? Samar is vid, no. Havah Rabbanan. They're both the Rabbanan. When did the Rabbanan say earlier that only the last one is chayiv for eating on the last tefach? If the first one didn't do a shir misa, the first one only did 9 tefachim. But if the first one did a shir misa, even the Rabbanan admit. So Rabbanan admit that everybody's chayiv. Answer the Gemara, one second, about the second brisa, the first one did 10 tefachim deep. And it says the Achron is Chayiv. Meaning what? We just said that the Rabbanan agree that if they both did a chelek of Misa, they're both going to be Chayiv. But what do you mean? The Braisa just said only the Achron is Chayiv. Answer the Gemara, no. Amri Hasem Shlo Hayibo Hevel Misa. Now the case was, the first one made a very wide bar, so there wasn't Hevel for Misa. Uba'achar v'hosob Hevel Misa. And by making these pictures on the inside, he then made it suffocating enough, now it's Misa. So it's as if it was a case of 9 and then 10. That's one way to interpret the brises. Ikeda Amri, Amar of Zvid Hava, Rebbe. Maybe Zvid says another way, is that maybe it's both Rebbe Shita. Hachta Karnikulu Chayav and Shapir. The one who says they're all Chayav, that's fine, because that's what Rebbe said earlier. Hodak Tani Achron Chayav, what's the case that only the last one is Chayav? Gonchalo Hayabola Hevel, Ola Misavol and Izakin. It's a case where there wasn't Hevel beforehand, like we said before. Uba Achra Bahosa Behevel, Bain Lamisa, Bain Lamizakin. And the second one made it more suffocating, period. Amar Rava, Hiniach Evan Apia Bar, Vishlima La Sara. What happens if you have a pit that's not so deep, but then you created a rim around the top of stones? So now you have made it 10 deep. Banu l'machlokas, Rebbe v'Rabbanan, so l'chor, this is the machlokas. Just like if you dig the last tefach, if you add on the last tefach from the top. So Pshit, the Gemara says, that's obvious. What's the difference if it's from the top or from the bottom? So ba'u d'teima l'matuhu d'hevla d'idei, kakatulei. No, you might have said, if you dig the last tefach in the pit. So you created that suffocating situation. Avalamala, but if you add on a tefach on top, where's the suffocation? At the bottom, not at the top. So you might have said, d'lo havla d'idei, kakatulei. It's not my yitziras hamazik that did it. Say, maybe the achron is not chayiv in that case. Kamash Malan, he is. Because he created the bar of 10, so you can look at the whole bar as one unit. Boy, Rava, Tom Tafach Vasila Gavana Mahu. What happens if somebody digs a bar of 10? Somebody else finishes till, digs a bar of 9. Somebody digs a bar of 9. And then somebody else finishes the 10th, and then he filled in, and now it's back to 9. So do you say he just took everything what he did, or not? Right? Mahu. Mi amrina mai d'avit shakle. Do you say whatever he did, he took away? So now it's back to square one. O dilma no. Nistalko mai sarishin v'kam li kulubri shusei. Do you say no? Once he did it, the first guy's out. And even if he takes off number tefach number 10, it's still the second guy's bar. Teku. Another reason to wait for Mashiach. Amar abar barchana amar shmuel amar sa. Bar shmono man shnei tefachim mayim. Let's say you have a bar of 8, but the bottom two tefachim are water filled. Chayiv. You're chayiv in that case. Why? My taima called tefach de maya ketrei diabash adami. Every tefach of mayim is like two on dry land. One if by land, two if by sea. This is the original, right? Right here, right? Every tefach in water is like two in dry land, right? So therefore, the bottom two tefachim is like four, and then the top six, four and six equals 10. Iboy lahu bar tisha umehen tefach echan mayim mahu. What about this case? You have a bar of tisha, and one of them is a tefach of water, so you have 2 and 8. But is that good enough? Mi amrina, do we say, kibet lo nefishi maya les behavla, there's only one tefach of water. You're right, water is usually double, but if it's only one tefach, so it's not going to cause the hevel. O dilma, or no, kibet de amik tve, is behavla, or do you say, no, since technically this one tefach is equal to 2, and then you have 8 tefachim of dry, it is hevel. Or, bar shiva umehen shlosha tefachim mayim, or the other case, you have a bar of 7 tefachim and 3 tefachim of water. So that equals 6 plus 4 of bar. So, mahu, mi amrina, kibet de nefishi mayim tve, is behavla, do you say, the math works out, because you double the tefachim of the water plus the top tefachim. O dilma kibet de lo amkale, les behavla, or do you say, no, this is a very short bar. Very short bar, it's only 7 altogether. So teku, all of that is unclear. What do we paskin? There's a big discussion in the rush here. You can look at it. How we paskin regarding tfisa, etc. Boy, Menir Shizvi Me Rabba, Yerchiva Mahu. What happens if you widen the pit? Amrle Harimiyat Havla. What do you mean? Of course. What'd you do wrong? You lessen the problem. Amrle Adarab Harikiv Ezeka. What do you mean? If you widen the bar, somebody could fall in easier. So Ella Maravashi is an FTN9. Go check it out. Iba Havla Mayis, if he died from the Hevel, Harimiyat Havla. Right? Then you say it's not his fault. Iba Chavata Mayis, if he fell because you widened the bar, Harikiv Ezeka. He was Makar Ezeka. You got to do an autopsy on the animal and see why he died. Ikadamre, Amaravashi, or the following, Nechzi Anan. See what happened. Imi Ahigi Sanafal, if he fell from the side that you extended, Harikir Vezeka. So then it's your problem. Imi Idaki Sanafal, Harimiyat Hevla. But if he died from the other side, then you were just Mamayat the Hevel. You closed off the, you lessened the suffocating situation, and therefore it's not a problem. Itmar, three more lines. Are you okay? Itmar, Bar Shaomka Karachba. What if you have a pit that it's equal deep and wide? So, Rabba Rabbi Yosef Damer Travai Amishay the Rabba Barachana Damer Amishay the Rabbi Mani. Chad Amar La Olam Yishba Hevel Achi Hei Rachba Yosar Al Omko. There's a problem of Hevel unless it's wider than it's deep. Therefore, this case would be a problem. There is Hevel unless it's right. It would be a problem. The Chad Amar La Olam Ein Ba Hevel Achi Omko Yosar Al Rachba. No, there would not be a problem of Hevel unless it is deeper more than it is wide. So therefore, this case would not be a problem. Okay, I guess we'll have to stop here, and we will continue tomorrow with the two people owning the bar. When are they chayiv? And we get a little bit into Breira. Is this normal Breira or not? That is going to be a machlokas rishon, as we will see.